And they just took it out. So 1 John chapter 3. So just take it out from there. 1 John chapter 3. Oh, glory to God. If you don't mind me, I will try to be deliberately slow today. I got a feedback that sometimes I talk too fast. Have you? And you don't hear me very well, so I'm learning. Amen. Now, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Verse 1. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. What does that love do? It says, behold, what manner of love. So that means when you see that love, there is a resultant effect of it. Praise God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. What is the answer to it? That what? We should be what? Why did the Father bestow his love upon us? Why did the Father bestow his love upon us? That is why I'm happy they've changed that song. He loves me, I cannot say why. Can you say why? I'm glad. Praise God. What is the why? That we should be what? Called the sons of God. So please don't join them to say you don't know why. If you still don't know why now, there's a problem. Now, what did we tell unbelievers? What do we share with them? The love of Christ. How? In salvation. That means we want them to know what? Why? And what is the why? That they should be what? Called what? So when Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, go to Romans chapter 5 verse 8. We are still coming back there. I'm going somewhere. This is preamble. But what? What did God do? What did he commend? So what? Towards who? Why, when? Christ what? Who did Christ die for? You or sinner or us or everybody? Does it include sinners? Amen. Does it include sinners? Are you very sure? Hey, you know the way we do it here is that we believe that it's only the only thing Jesus did is for us only. Now, look, understanding this will decide the way you treat people as well. Open up. You know, there are some unbelievers, you want them to die and die forever. Or if there are some believers, you want them to die. Yes or no? No, don't say that. Because of what they've done. But Bible says, for God demonstrates. So there is a demonstration. The command there in King James is what? Demonstration. There is a demonstration of the love of God towards even sinners. And what does he want them to do? That even while they are still a sinner, he didn't die for them when they became Christian. Amen. He died for them when what? Now look at that commendation, that demonstration. So you can't allow an unbeliever to go without seeing this love. You know, we don't go to preach condemnation. Amen. Ah, hey, you. L straight. If you don't stop this, how will an unbeliever change when you don't have the power to change? We don't preach morals. We should preach morals, in quotes, to believers. Not to what? Unbeliever. Because no matter how moral you are, no matter how mega, super high moral you are, it amounts to what? Nothing. I was talking to somebody some other week. He said that, oh, God will save everybody. Let us all be doing good. Is doing good tantamount to salvation? No, let's be sincere. Have you heard it before? But is doing good tantamount to salvation? You know that you'll be tempted to leave those people who are doing good. I said, don't worry, they'll meet themselves in heaven. I not preach them. Hallelujah. It says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. It's not that he's about to. He has what? Bestowed it. That's Romans chapter 5. That we read. Let's go to verse 5. Romans chapter 5, where we read earlier, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because what? The love of God is shed where? Where is it shed abroad? What is the meaning of that shed abroad? What is the meaning of that shed? Shed is not the one in the village. You know the one we are there. You go inside that shed and bring something. That's not what you're talking about. Is he say what? Now, because the love are what? Poured, given. Where is the love of God? Are you very sure? Are you very sure? No, I'm going somewhere. You're answering now. This is your answer. It will be used against you in the court of law. Praise God. Where is the love of God shared? When was it shared? At what? Before salvation, and salvation after salvation. Praise God. Don't worry. I understand. Now, this is what we've come to receive. This is what. Now, if you receive another thing, John 3:16, who knows that? How come everybody knows that? How come? It's not that they use this verse every day in school, in primary school. Did they use it every day in primary school? In some school, they use it every day. Okay. But somehow, in some school that they don't use every day, we all come to know it somehow. That verse is phenomenal. For God so what? Now, in case you don't know it before, now you know it today. For God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Who did he love there? Christians? Christians? The word that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting love. So when we go out there, we preach love. When we come inside this place, what should we preach again? Love to an unbeliever brings salvation. Love to a believer brings spiritual growth. Praise God. Amen. Now, because the love of God has been shed abroad, has been poured in our hearts, has been given to us, we can only use what we have. We can only demonstrate who we are. 1 John chapter 3, let's go back there. Verse 2. Beloved. Look at it. What is not beloved? Those who are loved. Are you a beloved? Say, I am a beloved. Beloved. When are we the sons of God? Why are we the sons of God? Verse 1. Are you getting it? As I said, I want to be deliberate, so just, don't worry, you may be bored. You won't sleep off. Just follow me. Beloved, now are we the sons of God? When are we the sons of God? Verse 1. Let's go to verse 1. I need to be fast on this. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. So that means when we receive that love, we are called the sons of God. And when is that? Now. The point you accepted what he did, you become what? You become. Not you will become. You are not becoming when you get to heaven. Amen. You are already now. In fact, you are in heaven now. Amen. Amen. The response is not coming very well. Should I change topic? I have another topic that will make you glad though. Now, verse 2 says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it did not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We shall see him as he is. Now, the purpose of this is to show us who we are. The purpose of this teaching is to bring us to a place to accept who we are. I'm not trying to make you another person. Mm-mm. I'm trying to show you what Christ is in you. That's in chapter 3, verse 11. For this is a message that you have from the beginning, that we should what? We need to take note of that. He says, this is the message we've heard from where? Now, many of us didn't hear it from the beginning. The beginning there is talking about when they were preached to. The message is love to them. Now, where did we see this message of condemnation? Why did we see this message that we must drag you to hell by force? As if to say we are the chief judge. You see somebody do something, I was in the bus one day and somebody was preaching. And I was vexed. You know when you are vexed? Now at the same time, I was just thinking, I wish I started preaching earlier. They will vex you, but at the same time, I try to, this is what we should be doing. I love the spirit of Jehovah's Witness. Not their spirit, their way of doing things. They will go after you. They will shall go after you. But we are given the responsibility. Yes. We chill around. Now, what is this one saying? Good. Funny enough, I started preaching. Now, the way I preach in the bus, I don't just say, good morning, everybody. I'm here to know. What I do is I pick the person beside me. And I make sure I pitch my voice a bit. So that the person, if possible, in front of me, we hear. The person beside me, we hear. Likely, you know, some people in the bus, you are looking at your phone normally. They are stretching. I shouldn't say it's their phone. So since I know that people like gossip, you know, they like to know what is going on around. So I will just start a conversation with the person beside me. And in the conversation, I will have looked around. Okay, some people are listening. No problem. So let's go. So I started, and I was just preaching. Now this babe was coming from office. She was tired. I call her babe. She's a lady. Sorry. She was tired. And I was just trying to teach her, just to encourage her and everything like that. That's how this woman just started. I bring to you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that rose Jesus from the dead and brought judgment to us. I was just like, okay, now we go. It's how I should tell you. to no sinner, we see the glory of the Lord. For all I have sinned. Now she's not talking to me. I continued my own preaching. Now she was now raising her voice higher than my own. I just have to keep quiet. Just to allow, so that it won't be like, Christians are fighting in the bus. Now, that's how she just faced the person beside me, to know that she is dropping. Don't let them fool you. I was like, okay. You can't be wearing all this and go to heaven. God will not answer you. I was like, So she heard. This lady was putting on beautiful braid, colored one, you know, those golden one. This is not of God. Anyone that does this thing. And in my heart, I'm just like, you know, the way Elijah did it. I was just like, she just signed up. I just took her to verses and she just go dump. I'm telling you, that's where I felt. She now didn't stop there. There are many false prophets around us. And you know, they are doing like this. There are many false prophets around us. They are leading people to hell. Don't listen to them. God is calling everybody to repent, to turn away from the sinner. I just like, now I was boiling. At the same time, I have to walk in love. You know that situation? That you are hungry, at the same time, you know that the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God in Christ. I was like, what will I do? Will I endure this to the end? I was just thinking, I just said, excuse me, ma. You know, when you use ma for people sometimes, you cut their attention. I said, excuse me, ma. Say, yes. Now, to excuse me, ma, together, she now believe that, yes, I'm listening. She didn't answer me the first time. Yes, you have to listen. He that has ear, let him hear. What the leader of the Lord. And I was like, okay, I have ear now. Don't worry. Now I noticed that she's not willing to stop. I just turned to the sister, brought out my Bible. I said, good. This is what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. And guess what? She was still shouting. I got her filled with the Holy Ghost. Why was she shouting? Now, I knew what she was going to do. She heard her do that. She was still talking all along ago. I showed her almost 10 scriptures. And we were just flowing. Now, she was hearing. What is not of God? God cannot dwell in an unholy temple. I just saw the sister. Now the woman now stopped and now got down. I just saw the sister, sorry, I'm coming. I got down too. You can go. And now faced her. Now I don't want to dishonor her. Whether she likes it or not, she believes she's doing. If she knows better, she would do better. So I now sat down. And she thought I want to fight her. I said, no, I'm not here to fight you. When I just want to commend your work of God. I said, I said, I want to, you know, you are doing, I like people like you. When we are all to preach you, when you challenged me, I did that to get attention. And I said, wow. Ma, do you mind if I pray with you? She now said, yes, because I've commended her. When you're well. You know that some prayer you do, you preach inside it. She started saying, I said, in Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you because you will bless your sister. She said, amen. But I know where she's coming from. And that's in the name of Jesus. She will speak as she ought to speak in public. She looked at me. She would demonstrate the love of Christ. That Jesus died for sinners. Now the amen is no longer amen. It's not amen. Amen. I just finished the prayer and I said, okay, you're good, man. She said, yes, man. But I have something to share with you, man. I noticed that you don't speak in tongues. She said, it's not for everybody. I'm not yet grown. I said, now I know now. If you have had the Holy Ghost, the way you are spreading brimstone and fire in the bus, you would have been doing that. Right there in the right there at the bus stop, I got that food with the Holy Ghost. So like, hey, so is this easy? I said, the same way, you should have been easy on that lady too. Sincerely, we did the Bible study. I took her through what attachment is, according to scripture. I took her through what heaven is, that this doesn't matter. I took her through, and I said, but we are not taught this way. Now, what brought me to that? He said, I was not taught this way. The same way, to many of us, when we hear that creation, a salvation, it's not about the love of God. What drove most of us in is the fire that burned with brimstone. And you imagine the fire and you say, I can't be in Nigeria and go to hell again. And you run inside. Now, we will now do that. Many of us, we are now finding it hard to accept that love. We still see ourselves so low that, I'm not worthy of it. How do you count me worthy? No, when a Christian says that, I'm just like, so who should he count worthy? If he can count unbelievers worthy and he died for them, now who should we not? You that now a believer. No, we see ourselves that, we feel good when we come like a nobody before God. I don't like that feeling. The mother songs we sing those days, if you don't know it, I sang that song, I cried. After I become a believer, creating me a new heart. Oh, Lord. Oh, because they taught us that you can never have a new, no matter what it is. So every day we do this. Every day. Amen. If David was alive now, if David is alive now, he wouldn't sing that song. Amen. Amen. Why? We would have taught him. Don't you think so? Or is not our teachers? We are the custodian of grace. Praise God. Verse 11. For this is the message that we have heard from the beginning, that we should love what? Now, you know, we use this term, which is good. At the same time, it's because we don't understand. I love you, Lord. Do you know there is nowhere in the Bible where the Bible says you should love the Lord? But should you sing it? Should you express it? You can. It says, how do we show we love God? By singing it? By singing it? Verse 11 now. Are we together? That we should what? Verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his what? And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brothers righteous. Mother, no, brethren, my brethren, if the word hate you. Verse 14. Can we take verse 14 together? Take it again. How do we know we've passed from death to life? Love the Lord. Love the Lord. You know you can love the Lord and you not love the brethren. We do that. Amen. I'm going somewhere. That's where I'm going to now. Should I stop or should I continue? Many of us, we love the Lord. In the name of loving the Lord, we don't love the brethren. And it shows. It shows your understanding of what salvation is. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Your understanding of salvation changes the way you see things. Changes everything. Changes everything. A man of God will do something. And that's how they are saying to say. And you would likely be a Christian name. Christian Chuku Chukuma. Sorry. It doesn't have to be everybody. Sorry for that. What I'm trying to say is this. Why? Why? A particular brother fell into sin. We are the first person to shoot what who is already falling already. Why do we do that? In the name of trying to justify, I said, no, we don't. Praise God. We don't. If a shoulder is wounded, it's going to happen the whole army. I hope you know. Bible says we should bear the burden of one another. Me, I cannot do that. Too. Me, I know the God I'm serving. What is that? Is that how you are bearing that particular brother or sister? In fact, some of us, they are already falling. We now push them down, the more you can't rise up again. Amen. We are spiritual, is that also? But at the same time, we are human. If God is to punish you for all your sins, where will you be? Don't forget you said last week. But it is easy for us to castigate other people. Will a believer hurt you? Likely, yes. Ask Jesus. But what did he do? He caught the me and you, we are not the same father again. Your own father is at the right side, my own father is on the left side. We'll move on. Is that supposed to be? No. Now, well, it's becoming solemn now. I'm enjoying it. Don't worry. No, we all do that. Somebody hurts you. Until we get to heaven, we won't finish it. That's of the devil. You're abiding where? In that. And yet know that the murderer had no eternal life. We should not murder each other. Rather, we should uphold one another. Why am I going this way this morning? It was letting my heart, maybe for somebody. What is the status of your walking in love? To what extent can you go about it? Jesus told you 70 times 7. That's 190, is that also? How many times should brother offend you? He said 70 times 7. So that means in the eyes of God, too, you can go to God 70 times 7 in a day. And by the next day, he starts again counting, is that also? Even when you are not the devil, why should you do 70 times 7 one day? Sing one particular sin one day. Even the devil himself does it. Even up to one. I've given you one chance and you blew it forever. And that is the end. Praise God. Listen, now it may sound funny. It may sound not ethical. Even as a place of work, you can't treat a Christian the way you treat other people. No matter who the person is. Amen. Should I say you should have favorite? No, do your work. Do your work. That's what you are paid for. But at the same time, it's time we uphold one another. It's time we stand for one another. It's time we bear one another's burden. Some of us, we are so ingrained in this, me, myself, and I, that even if your spouse that did something wrong, you must punish. Every sin must be punished. Brother Moses, even Moses did not punish every sin. Praise God. There must be repercussion for everything you do. There must be. Wait, where did you say that one from? Praise God. Verse 15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer yet hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. Let's finish that verse together. I cannot die for everybody. Can we take that place together again? Let's take that verse 16 together. 1, 2, 3, 3, go. I play with scriptures. This one is scripture you should also remember. Why? It's John 3:16. Is that not so? Just put one in front. I play with scriptures. There are some 3:16s I can never forget. Because of John 3:16. I can't forget James 3:16. I can't forget John 3:16. I can't forget Colossians 3:16. How do I do it? As I said, I play. So sometimes I can just look at my clock. Oh, 3:16. In my head, I'll be thinking, what chapter and verse is 3:16? I'm only helping myself. Amen. I'm not saying you should do that too, but I do that. So sometimes if I don't have a verse, I have to open my Bible. Where can I see the time is 1:26? What is 1:26 in the Bible? Amen. Then you can go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. You'll find something beautiful there. Now, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for who? Hey, call to order. Call to order. How far can you go for a brethren? Or how far have you gone for a brethren? Has it gone to the extent of laying down your own life? Now, laying down your own life there does not mean that you should die the way Jesus died. It's time you should go what? The extra mile. Have you taken up a brother in the place of prayer to pray? I say, I'm a fresh brother here, Pastor. I want to do this, brother, in the place of prayer. Doing not in the negative anyway. Doing in the what? Positive. He says we should do what? And we ought. Everybody say we ought. What does it mean we ought? So I'll give you another translation so that we can see it together. That ought is Old English. We're waiting for you. Ought is still there now. We are looking for another one for ought. Or it's ought in every part, every translation. Okay, good. Message. This is why ought again is still there. We ought to live sacrificially for our fellow believers. Not just be out for ourselves. This picture something. Listen, we are in a season where we need one another. Amen. We need every army. We need every full shoulder on board. It's not a time to kill one that is wounded. Mm-mm. We didn't kill you when you make mistakes too. God did not kill you when you make mistakes too. It's a time to strengthen, to hold on to one another. A lot of things are happening. There's so much division here and there. As long as we agree that Jesus died, was buried, and was justified, because of that we are justified, we have something common. Amen. I will not look down on somebody calling fire fire because he's not a Christian. No, I will not do that. Amen. Don't do that mistake. Amen. They may not know as you know, but there's no, does not mean they are not what? Christians. Praise God. Amen. You may know more than them. That's not the time to show too much knowledge. If we were not patient with you, where we are coming from, what will have happened? You know, you're in a good place. You're not saying, I am going to a church, a world church. Yes, my church is the only church in the whole world, the best church. Listen, it's not like that. You've not heard other people, you know. Amen. Praise God. We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. We ought to go the extra mile. Extra, extra, extra. But we are still contending with, this is me. You can't change me. You know that was the problem. If you don't want to be changed, don't join the church. Amen. Amen. But if you want to be changed, that's why the church is a place of learning. You can be yourself. Me, myself, and I, international. Go ahead. But for you to be a part of a church, it means correction will come your way. It means reproof will come your way. Now, you don't see reproof as, we don't see reproof as, oh, this brother is looking down on me. Hey, don't ever see reproof that way. Don't ever see correction that, Pastor T is always against me. It's because I love you. Amen. It's because I can be hard. Amen. Some people are looking at me, Pastor T, I can very, when it comes to some things. It's not because I'm trying to, I will never show you I know you too much. I don't. That's not part of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We did that last week about an exhortation. So let's just jump there. I will jump out. I will finish. I can stop here. You've got the message. That also. But there's still something I want us to say. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1. Let's start from verse 1. Run through quickly in 10 minutes, if possible. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Now, there is a lot of contention here that there's a tongue of men and there's a tongue of angels. That's a figure of speech. Praise God. There's no tongue of angels. Amen. It's just telling that God, your own tongue can sound so ecclesiastical that it's out of this world. Amen. Who is an angel here? Even if your husband is calling you angel, you're not an angel. Praise God. Amen. So it says that though I speak with the tongues of men. Now, if you look at the background of this, verse chapter 12, talks about spiritual gifts. That also. Now, what is now saying there is picking those gifts and putting them in a special that good. You can have this gift and not have love with it. Now, that means the motive of you doing or showcasing any gift of the Spirit should be love. But it is possible you showcase the Spirit without love. That's what he's saying. He says, do I speak with tongues of men or and that is of angels, and I have not charity. Charity there is love. He's not talking about a sister called charity. Mm-mm. So he says, I have not charity. I am as what? A sounding brass or what? Tinkling silver. What does that do? Making noise. So that means you can speak in tongues and it can be noise. Amen. You can. It can be noise. Why? The motive behind it. We are praying. And I want my voice to be louder than that brother. So that they can know that I'm the one with the speaker tongues. Are you not speaking in tongues? Yes. But the motive is wrong. Question. Although I have the gift of prophecy. Do we all have the gift of prophecy? And understand all mysteries. We can interpret tongues. And all knowledge. That is, though I have all faith. If you notice, he's speaking those manifestations of the Spirit he spoke about in chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. So that I could remove mountain. Jesus said, if you just speak to this mountain. So he's talking about the gift of faith there. And have not love. I have what? Say, I'm nothing. So what is the motivation to what we do? Love. So whatever you are doing, that doesn't have love. If it's see me as I see you, there's something wrong. There's something in Yoruba they call shekari me. Someone should help me in English. I love you. Good. Shekari me. High service. Shekari me. High service. Shekari. Okay. I'm trying to merge them together. Praise God. Now, you can do high service, may not be in love. Most of the time, high service is not love. High service can never be love. You want to be seen. Verse 3, quickly. And though I bestow all my goods to the poor, now you're not thinking, so it's possible for somebody to give away everything and yet don't have love. I give away all my good. And though I give my body to be burned, it can be what? I service. And not charity, it profited me nothing. Now verse 4 in message translation. We did that last week. We just want to know. Message translation verse 4. Love never gives up. How? The love of God is shed abroad in our heart. What is the love of God? God is love. You get there in 1 John chapter 4. So what is shed abroad in your heart? God himself. Is that not so? Love never gives up. Listen, no matter who that believer is, don't give up. Don't say, ah, to you and the devil forever. I will say this. If everybody is paying for that and die, do you know that you are somebody's enemy too? Amen? You are praying for that and die. Somebody is praying for that and die. Who should go and answer first? The one that is saying is greater than you. If that one is now climbing a higher mountain, God will, he will reach God higher than your own. So you are be the one that will fall down and die first. Now, you are good. You are a good person. But listen, everybody does not see you that way. It's the truth. Everybody does not see that way. As good as Paul wanted to preach the gospel, he said that some people he said he delivered some people even to the devil. Now, when he said deliver them to the devil, just like he gave them to the devil, he said that no, he excommunicated them from the church that they won't fellowship with the brethren. That's Brother Paul. Even Jesus, he got to the point he brought out weep. As loving as Jesus is, they killed him. Why did they kill him? Eternal. Sorry, what's eternal? Don't mind me now. They say I speak so much to you, but when I speak and I don't interpret, so I'm trying to speak and hey, I can have everything. I can do this kind of miracles. We came before him. We know the law. It doesn't matter. And what is the essence? You know, we Christians too, we do that same thing. No matter how good you are still a human being. And so that a human being is still alive, somebody somewhere does not like you. Love cares more for others than for what? We call you to service in church. You say you don't have time. Me, I don't have time. I have so much. I'm busy. I'm trying to build my life. I'm in the stage of my life that I need to get some things done. And when I get some things done, I'll not have time for God. Listen, somebody is serving you. You to serve others. What have you done for the brethren? Even look around. What have you done for the brethren? Come on, hello. You know some hello writing to some people's face. You can imagine somebody has been passing through a lot of things. And all you can say, how are you? I've been there. So I just said, how are you? The person just burst out. The person was laughing. The person just burst out crying. I just wonder, what is that? I am not fine. You know, we use Christianity. It is well. I'm fine. I'm fine. Every how are you is I'm fine. But inside, you want somebody to talk to. You want somebody you can share with. Many of us, the reason why we are close to unbelievers today is because the brethren has failed us. In fact, the reason why some people stop coming to church, because they had an encounter in the church and they said that, there's no more human being. God is no longer anywhere. It is me and my God. Listen, salvation is not personal. Amen. Amen. There's nothing personal about salvation. There's nothing. Check it from the beginning to the end. It's meant to be in a community. Some people in the name of, I don't want to mingle with anybody. They say, well, it is me and my online. I'm watching my phone and I'm with God. That's not life. That's not the way God designed church. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. Define church in any language. English, Yoruba, Hausa, German, and anything. It involves a coming together. Define the church in any way. Yoruba is akwejopo. And the Hebrew word flew away from my head. Sorry. You understand? Now, he says, love cares more for others than for self. Self is selfishness. It's all about you. Myself, my space, my life, my job, my business. Love does not want what it doesn't want. Covetousness. Covetousness. What you don't have, you don't have. I received Sister Titi's husband. You saw another person's husband and say, Omo, I wish. That's not the way we do things. You know, the way the world sees things is competition. In the church, it's not coming, it's cooperation. I help you and you help me. That's the way God designed it. So we can't bring the world system into the church. They give you a mic to sing. You raise your voice so that you can overshadow the other person. So that you know your own is master soprano. We don't do that. We don't. Nothing called master soprano. Don't mind me. We get it. Love doesn't strut. Love doesn't have what? Oreo can won necessarily. Sorry. His head doesn't get swelled up. I have arrived. I have come. That's not love. I'm the one that can give precise word of knowledge and word of wisdom. It's not done that way. Mm-mm. If your hair swells up, you know, because they are giving you Ricky, you are not walking in love. Amen. Amen. Are you serious? You just love me. Are you sure? I should have the mic and just go get Jerry. Doesn't have a swelled head. I was saying last week, you are the one that had to bring, before you can say, okay, I forget, they have to bring palm oil, they have to bring sword, they have to bring cow. They said to appease you. Who are you? You are a child of God. No, who are you? Okay, that man, do something. Before you know it, who are you? You know those who say, you do not do you know who I am? Do you know where I am most of the time? Oh, Jenkaka. That should not be you. You picked another church member. You now carry him to court. I don't know. I try to understand some things. Hope you know. We did it. Now, should Christians do business together? Yes. Follow terms and conditions of what? Business. Ecclesia, the church, is not business here. But there are people in church who can do business with one another. You can. But follow, if you need to do agreement, do it. Follow the business rules. You know, we don't do that most of the time. Because what? We are believers. So let business be business. Let church be church. Okay? If you do that, you know you won't have any problem. It's just business. Now, even at that, if there is a default, what should you do? You still have to walk in love. I will destroy you from a believer. So you just pick up the work of the devil. The thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So you are co-devil. You did this to me. I will finish you in this life. Who are you? Somebody say, because I'm the child of God, I can do that. You are the child of God doesn't give you that liberty. There's a walking in love we need to do. The reason why you can walk in love is because you're already in love. Amen. You don't pray for love. You walk in it. God give me love. God give me love. God give me love. You say, are you safe? Are you safe? Are you safe? If you keep on saying, the answer is, are you safe? Are you safe? Are you safe? Ah, Lord, help me to love Sister Bola. Help me to love her. The fruit of the Spirit is what? It's not a matter of helping. You have what it takes to help. So just walk. And most of the time, by the time we come down from our ego horse, you know you can reach out to anybody. What is causing that distance is, I won't be the first person to say hello. I won't be the first person. If God has done that to you, you know, you see this something on during the week. And God said that, your 40, 70 times, 7 times is over. Jesus have to come again. Just start digging your own grave by yourself and just fall inside. You know the cartoon, Tom and Jerry. You pour the side yourself. Praise God. But you get the message I'm trying to pass. Who are you? Calm down. Tell neighbor, calm down. Walk in love. Everything is not gra, gra, gra. Tell your neighbor, everything is not. I'm going to show power. Where your power stop, it's just some people's zone are starting. So better calm down. You better calm down. In the world, they'll tell you where their madness starts. Where somebody's madness stop. It's where somebody's madness starts. Oh, we are not like that. Praise God. We are not like that. Say, I'm full of love. And I walk in what I'm full of. I'm not trying to love my brethren. I love my brethren because I'm full of love. Amen. Next verse, please. This wellhead, I don't know. It's... Good, next verse. Verse 5. Does not do what? Dear believers, be courteous. It is part of the love work. Whether you know the person or you don't know the person, be courteous. You should not be fun. You know, some people say that. Now, some people will raise their voice. They will tell you, that's the way I talk. Ah, if you are like that, you can work on it. Lower it. By the Spirit. Spend more time praying in tongues. You won't do that. That's the way I talk in tongues. You discover it's going to change. So do that in the place of tongues. You will change. Some people, they just talk anyhow. Say, that is not me. I'm trying to remind you who you are. I don't know. Now, the anyhow is not only to the brethren, no, to anybody. So once you have people working for us, the way we talk to them, it's like ground open, bury me. Some people have committed suicide because of some people's words. Jesus said, I come to give life. He said, the word I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit. So whatever you are going to say, let it be seasoned with what? Grace. Even if you are giving correction, let it be sick. How can you tell a Christian, you are useless? How? Somebody that, even an unbeliever is not useless, because Jesus is waiting to receive that soul. Some of us, we can abuse for Africa. And we are just cool with it. Now, some of us, we do it not knowing. That is why you come back to remember, to keep on reminding yourself who you are. Tell your neighbor, don't be rude. Don't be rude. Not, don't be rude. Listen, should I go here? Should I go here? Should I go here? As believers, you can go into politics. Hope you know. You should be patriotic, amen? Get your PVC, vote for whoever you want to vote to. But our responsibility as believers is to pray for those in leadership. Amen. Check Romans chapter 14. Check 1 Timothy chapter 2. What are we to do for them? Pray. We saw an example in John that is contending with the government. What happened to him? His head was slapped on a platter of gold. That is not your job. Amen. Even if they are not doing it well, your job is to do what? Are you with me? If everyone is keeping quiet, what are you going to do? What you are supposed to keep quiet for, you don't keep quiet about. You are just ranting, shouting. Now, should you rant? Yes, if you want to. But at the same time, don't ever forget your first responsibility. Now, the government, there's no government all over the world. There's always a comma. Amen. There's always, even in where we call snack clans, they will still abuse their president also. But listen, Let your word be seasoned with what? Grace. We are coming to a time in Nigeria where election is coming. They will drag you to abuse people. Somebody's father, somebody's brother, somebody's uncle. Imagine it is your brother. Will you abuse the same person? Hello? I'm not saying we should not tackle the issues. There's issues, there are people. Learn to tackle the issue, not the people. Let's learn that. Tackle the issue, not the people. If they know better, they will do better. Are we sure if we put you there too, you don't do the same thing? Amen. We are not called to abuse anybody. Show me one scripture, please. Let me give you grace. Half of a phrase in the Bible. That's how you should do that. We are Christian activists. Show me the Bible. Amen. People are laughing. Hope you won't go and tell me somewhere that see that pastor I said it to. Maybe people are just, okay. Where are we? Does not seek its own. It's not what? It's not what? It's not easily provoked. It's not provoked. Your own is anger, is your own cloak. You wear it. And you say, yes. I tell some people, you know, I used to have issues with anger when I was growing up. You know, I'm on record, so I can say it anywhere. Thank God, God has delivered me. I almost killed my brother because of anger. Somebody say, Pastor T, yes. We, the quiet ones, when we get angry, you know what's happening? You know those people are very, very quiet. When they now get angry, they'll say, where is this one coming from? That's the type I am. I can clear this whole place because of anger. Now, what did my brother did that time? He took my mate. I can remember that day vividly. Now, it's not the kind of meat we are eating now. The agema or the big one that's cough. It's like a tablet on my rice. Because I know where I'm coming from. And you now have the guts to take that meat. You now run away. Oh, you are feeling it too? When you run away and I'm hungry, no matter who you are, I will catch up. Now, when it comes to athletics, you will beat me. But when it comes to anger, I'll catch you up. And the only thing I could grab was a knife. And I ran out of time into the street. And this, my wonderful brother, was showing. Now, this is too late. Don't worry. When you come to me, I will show him that, brother. And I caught up with him. And the knife was in my hand. It took the people around to stop me. Anger. That event, then I was still small. I was like 9 years old then. I just told myself, I can't go on like this. That time, when I'm angry, they will pack me, lock me inside the room for the rest of the day. Because I can break everything. Thank God you don't know me. Hallelujah. That was. I have to work on myself. That no, this is not the way to eat. I will kill everybody who wants to kill everybody. Because, you know, something will just trigger it. And pam, 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 everything just starts melting up. Calm down. Praise God. The love work, the one in you, is not easily provoked. It's not easily provoked. Is God easily provoked? That's the one that is in you. Oh, somebody said, Bible says, be hungry, but do not sin. He said, yes, be hungry. That means you can control it, Abby, by not sinning. How do we sin? We say some silly things when we are hungry. You say some stupid things you don't mean. We now come back to start saying, ah, I said that. I know some people will never forget. Whether you said it under duress, or you said it under compulsion, or you said it knowingly, they will never forget. And they will begin to treat you that way, which you don't like. Some of us, if they give us a dose of our medicine, you can't stand it. It's easy for you to do this to others, but when somebody now reply back, now say, eh? What kind of nonsense is that? The same nonsense you'll be giving people. Say, I'm not easily provoked. I'm a child of God. Say that again. Say, I'm not easily provoked. Husband, say, I'm not easily provoked. Wife, say, I'm not easily provoked. Sister, say, I'm not easily provoked. Brother, say, I'm not easily provoked. Why is everyone else saying? Someone is saying, oh. And what we are doing is not because of this church only. You take the gospel outside there. At your place of work, you are first of all a Christian before you become a worker. Be a good Christian. Let people see love in you. Think no evil. Ah, that one is serious. Olorunmuwe. You know Olorunmuwe is thinking evil. Have you seen that before? Somebody did something to you now, and the person just wanted to fold and say, you see, my head is catching you. Your head is not catching anybody. Someone will not say, ah, I believe in karma. Karma, believer. Karma, believer. I don't understand. Karma and believer. How are they together? The person in charge of karma is the devil. Hope you know. Hope you know. If God is to do karma for you, you know karma. You know what's called karma? Do me, I do you. I mean, whatever you do, if God is to do karma for you, you are gone. Gone. Since. Amen. Things no evil. In your heart, because somebody did something, you are wishing. How I wish God would catch. How does God catch? In love. Got a language, you say, Olorun abati eje. How? Yes, Olorun come on bate mi je. The only way God can buy the money is salvation. Amen. Can God spoil anybody's life? So where do you now see that? God will punish you. God, the God that I'm serving, as long as I'm alive, will punish you. Brother Jeremiah, take it easy. Praise God. Things no evil. Even if they are pushing evil to you, don't think it. Don't think it back. Bible says we should pray for them that despitefully use us. You know we don't do that nowadays. Our patience level is thin. Anybody that despitefully use us, we despitefully use them too. And we now join them to say, I do you, I do me. God go verse. Amen. 6, quickly. Oh, time. 6. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. But the truth is, many of us, we don't know the truth, so we don't even know what we are rejoicing in. Rejoiceth in the truth. 7. Quickly. There are two words there. The words there are all heavy. Number one is what? Me elegbagba kugba. Remember that. I can't just take anything. What does love say you should do? Say, I can take anything. Believes all things. Hopes all things. And what? What's the meaning of endure? What's the meaning of endure? Do you know the meaning of endure? Endure. Endurance is painful. What you know? So that means it's telling you should bear that pain. We are quick to believe, yes, hope all things, believe all things, but there is a pain to bear too when you walk in love. Some people will rub your love on your face. You have to bear it and forbear it. Some people, you are already dying for them and they don't know. You still have to bear it and keep walking in love. Praise God. This is a call to order. This is a call to service. You've come to this body. We are together. We should work together. Some people tell you, nobody asks after me in church. The question is yes, is you have a valid point. But at the same time, how many people are waiting to receive love and they are not giving it out? I don't give love because I'm expecting you to do it back to me. I give it because it's expected of me. I don't love you because you should first of all love me. They tell you love is reciprocal. It's not scriptural. Amen. Love is not reciprocal. Amen. Love is unconditional. The kind of love you come to believe. I love you. I love you despite who you are. I love you now, love is defined, is the way you want me to love you, I love you. Now, you are not the definition of love. Hope you know. Amen. If the statute define love, that this is the way I want you to love me. If you now do your own, you are not working in love. Hope you know. The statistics should grow up. I should grow up so that you can change your definition and I can love her in another way. Do you get that? Let me say that again. Some people want to be loved in a particular way. If you don't love them in that particular way, you are not working in love. The only prayer you can pray is that they should change that particular way so that they can change the way they think love should be. So that you can also give them the same way too. Amen. Should I say it another way? Some people want their space. This is my space. Nothing should come there. What should you do? Give them their space. Love them from afar. Until they grow up and look at God, this is my space for everybody. That's when you cannot enter to their space to love them. Does not mean you don't love them. Amen. Say, I choose to love no matter what. I don't render evil for evil. You know what came to my heart? I had to stop that. Somebody said, I'm just like my father. What does it mean? God is a God of vengeance. So I show vengeance too. That is not what it means. So, amen. Amen. I feel like something this morning. I can go on and on and on and on. I wish I get to 1 John chapter 4, but we won't get there today. Say this again in the name of Jesus. I'm a love being of the love of God. Love, mercy, and compassion flow out of me with ease. I choose to walk in love that I've received of the Father. I am not rude. I love the brethren. I'm willing to go the extra mile for my people. At every point in time, I showcase the love of God even to unbelievers by preaching the gospel to them. I walk in love. I have the ability to walk in love. I forgive easily because I've received forgiveness easily. I forgive easily because I've received forgiveness easily in the name of Jesus. No hurt. I will not allow the sun to go down on my anger. Neither we allow the sun to arise on my anger if it happened in the night. I'm a loving in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you because of your workings in us. Thank you because of your workings in us. Oh, we yield ourselves to you consistently and we walk. We allow your love to flow in us and through us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.